Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
And we have some winners this morning, Lee.
Yep.
In the gubernatorial campaign AG's race. And of course, in South Carolina, generally speaking, as you were pointing out, whoever wins the primary probably is going to win the general election because it's such a Republican state.
Well, those who call themselves Republicans.
On paper.
Yes.
Yes.
In some cases.
Yes, in some cases. So Pam Yvette and Alan Wilson advancing to the final, exactly what Ram Reddy warned me about yesterday. And what he said is, you know, these are the two candidates who tend to be more on the moderate side. You know, both of them now in the home stretch against each other. Some might even argue from the same machine or at least somewhat similar group of, I don't know, kids they hang out with on the playground, shall we say?
Okay, yes. On that playground off Gervais Street. Huh?
Yes, that one. It's a very exclusive yes, playground.
Yes.
Yeah. So Pam Yvette did not get a lot of mileage out of that Donald Trump endorsement. 28.9%. Unless you look at it like, wow, she would have been dead in the water without that Trump endorsement. Don't know. She comes in first, 28.9%. Alan Wilson right on her heels all night with 26.1%. Nancy Mace has already thrown her support, what there is of it, behind Alan Wilson,
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Interesting, yeah, because she was the one running around screaming that he wouldn't help her with, the attack she allegedly had that was sexual in nature. And he came on this show, claimed she never even called him about it. They had an argument. And this went on for months and months and months. So for her to back him is kind of surprising.
Yeah.
But she did. I got to tell you what, this is probably the end of Nancy Mace's political career. And a year ago, I mean, she was killing it on social media. If you had asked me a year and a half ago, who would win this race, I would have told you Nancy Mace would. She had so much momentum. Going and then just that crazy sort of the fallout from the breakup with her fiance, which clearly hurt her very much. I mean, just very much. It just spilled onto the floor of Congress and kind of crazy accusations. Still under investigation by SLED, though. They haven't shut down the investigation yet, so who knows? But All those personal details then coming out, the retaliation with the fiance back and forth in the news. I mean, it just absolutely made her look crazy and destroyed her. So she went from hero to zero. I mean, she'd been fantastic on so many things. I thought she really had a shot at that governor's race until all of that happened. And obviously voters are great. I mean, would she end up with like 50,000 votes? I mean, very sad. I don't see how she mounts a political comeback anywhere. I mean, I think she's done. And she had, again, tremendous potential before all of that, which just goes to show you in politics, keep your personal life out of your political life.
Yeah, if you can.
If you can, yes. Yes. If you just try to do that.
Well, sometimes people get a lot of help with people getting into their personal life and exposing things. So.
Exactly. But that was a self-inflicted wound, and it was deep. Turns out to be pretty fatal for her, actually. All right, so Pam Yvette at 28.9% and Alan Wilson 26.1%. I don't know what you think, Lee, and I'm going to be curious to see what you do think. If you look at who's left, there's Ralph Norman with 17% of the votes, yep, and Ram Reddy. Those two guys are kind of the change candidates, kind mm-hmm. of, you know, conservative yeah, candidate right. in Ralph Norman's case, change candidate in Ram Reddy's case. Mm-hmm. I don't see a lot of that vote going to Pam Yvette. I don't. I mean, I'm thinking she's probably close to maxed out what she can get. I don't see the Nancy Mace vote going to Pam Yvette. Maybe a little of it if it's some of these voters who are like, I'm just going to vote for a woman no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Please stay home. just don't vote that way. That's just really dumb. But, you know, you vote for the best candidate. But
right.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think Alan Wilson, sky's the limit for him in terms of picking up votes. He's going to have to work very, very hard over
yes.
the next weeks,
yes.
weeks to do that. But she's going to have a harder time than he is picking up those votes, I think. What do you think?
I think you're right about that, because obviously if the establishment is the current administration, which it is, then that label most – you know, greatly impacts her and her,
yeah.
her stance. And I agree. And now, once again, though, you know, Wilson, having been the state attorney general for quite some time, you can claim that he's sort of establishment, but then the attorney general has a much different job than what the lieutenant
yes.
governor has
yes.
or even the
yeah.
– I mean, because, you know, you're the prosecutor. You're not the chief executive or lieutenant executive of the state. So and the thing is that Wilson has been – pretty much on the, I won't say the forefront, maybe not the tip of the spear, but at least on the back of the back of the arrowhead on a lot of social issues that conservatives find important.
He has. He's done a good job, especially with the suits that he's filed against Biden. And
exactly. Yeah. And that's the point. And I think that's something that in a primary is very important to the grassroots GOP voter. You want to see somebody that is supporting policy, that is supporting the ideology, the principles, the values that that you have. Now, obviously, you've got to turn that into votes and attract independents and maybe some, you know, center-leaning Democrats in the general election. But that's one thing that Wilson has got in his favor, in my mind, is that he has been on the forefront of a lot of the social issues that we've seen. You know, obviously, as you point out many times, we certainly don't have a Ron DeSantis in South Carolina or anything close to that. But, you know, like I said, Wilson has been at least close to the tip of the spear on a lot of these social issues that are before the courts and the things that the Trump administration has been trying to get across.
Pam Yvette, meanwhile, really doesn't have a record.
Yeah, that's
it's a part-time job,
yeah.
Lieutenant Governor,
and it's a difficult
yeah.
it's a difficult thing for her.
Yeah,
because you know she's got to run against what her predecessor did, basically.
Yeah, and her only real record is this DEI with her, you know, with the company that she and her husband own. The fact that they, you know, acted as DEI advisors, you know, for companies that want to go more basically woke via DEI. She didn't. She had, she says, left the company by then. But I mean, still their company still doing that stuff. So I mean, when you look at the two of them on social issues, you really look at them. He's miles ahead of her. He really is. The other thing I want to say and is this. The upstate backed Henry McMaster's opponent, okay? And he never forgave us for that. And he lost the upstate when he ran the first time.
Yeah.
And it got so badly. I mean, we had a record-breaking massive fire making national news, went on for a week. The guy never showed up.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been on the ground running things. That's what governors do, right? Just to show they care. He didn't show up until I lit him up. Like, all, you know, just hit him. Like, come on, dude. You know, I mean, you still got vote here. Show up. And then he finally showed up like a week later, like for an afternoon, and then took off again. That's Henry McMaster for you. And that's his history in the upstate. I got to say this about Alan Wilson. And I'm a Just the Facts person. They called me about a year and a half ago and said, can I come on the show? And I'm like, you understand what that entails, right? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like I'm right. going to throw the kitchen yes. sink at you.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, but my rule is I ask you the tough questions, but I only do it once because yeah. otherwise it's just harassment right, after that. It's right. silly. Yeah. Right. But I will ask all the tough questions. And he came on many times. We butted heads. Many times we did. Mm-hmm. He never once asked what the questions would be
right.
in advance. And remember, Henry McMaster, the few times he never considered coming on my show. He's always been extremely rude to me. Honestly, for no reason, because the first time we invited him on, I'd never even talked about him before because he had no record. And they just gaffed us off. Bobby Mack came close to getting him on but when he was in the afternoon getting McMaster on. Mm-hmm. But then McMaster wanted to dictate to Bob what the questions would be. Yeah. And it fell apart. And then he just never showed up after that. I mean, so Alan Wilson, you know, contacted me a year ago, wanted to come on this show. I said, okay, I'm gonna throw everything but the kitchen sink at you. You got to be prepared for that. He said, okay. And even when it got tense, and you could tell it was tense from his voice, he was not enjoying the Tara Show experience, right?
Yeah.
But he came back.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And he kept coming back till I didn't have any more hard questions. And that makes me think he will keep coming back and taking the tough questions as governor. He's done it for a year and a half. So, I mean, I give him credit for that.
Yeah. No, that's important. And you know, people need to look behind the curtain a little bit. And what you were talking about, the people expecting you to give them the questions ahead of time, that happens a lot with a lot of folks. And,
yeah.
and to us in the media, that's a telltale situation where you're like, okay, these folks have got stuff to hide.
Yeah.
And they don't want to have to defend their positions. And that's the thing. If you are a dedicated conservative mm-hmm. or liberal, you should know in your heart and in your mind and your soul how you are going to react to certain questions, and you're going to go down the road. You may be evasive, but you shouldn't be afraid of any question. You
no.
should be able to defend it.
No.
And quite honestly, it's never a problem if you say, you know what, I don't know about that. That's fine. I'd rather hear that from a politician than somebody work behind the scenes to not get a question asked.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You'll notice there are a lot of politicians who have never been on this show. I don't have as many interviews as everybody because I've got that reputation for asking hard questions. And it's because in the negotiation phase, I am not going to tell you what I'm going to ask no. you. And I am not going to, you know, capitulate to a pre-approved list of questions.
Right.
I'm sorry, I don't work for you. I work for the people of the upstate.
Yeah, right.
That's how that works. And so you're not going to see me get the interviews that some other people do. That's by choice. It's cost me some, at times. Sometimes I don't have the big names on. But when they come on, it tells you something when they come on the show.
Well, and you yeah. had just about everybody on
yeah,
during this. I mean, because, you know, almost all the candidates.
Yes. So so that's good. That's fantastic. We'll see. Well, what's going on? Alan Wilson is coming on, by the way, at 8:33 today. I'd love to know what you would like me to ask him, because I'm still trying to put the list of questions together. I've asked him so many things in the past, and I want to want to hit hard what we should ask Alan Wilson, who I think his path to governor is easier than hers, even though he's in second place right now. But you know what his problem's going to be, Lee? But both of them, really. Is enthusiasm,
mm-hmm. yeah,
right? They're not charismatic characters. You know what I mean? Some people are, some people aren't.
Right.
But whatever, but they're not. And so this could get really weird on low turnout.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to turn people out. So going to be fascinating race to watch coming up on the show. The rise of the commu-Nazi, Lee.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Good, yeah.
I don't ever want to hear a word,
yes.
the word Nazi, come out of a Democrat mouth.
Tell me about it.
Again.
Yeah.
Ever. Talking about Donald Trump or us or anything. They are done.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboard's piled up, and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
I don't ever. Want to hear the word Nazi come out of another Democrat mouth again directed at us. Don't want to hear it. Folks, they set themselves up so well for this. Two decades of everyone who disagrees with us is a Nazi. Back when I was at WBT in Charlotte and we just had blogs, I had a Bush Hitler gallery. And it was every time the Democrats likened Bush to Hitler and they were marching around with these Hitler effigies of Bush and burning them. Look, I don't like Bush, but he's not Hitler. Decades of Trump's a fascist. And folks, think about what the Democrats have done here. They have justified their violence, their vile pro-violence rhetoric from the leadership. With what? Well, we're in unprecedented times. Trump is either a fascist, a Nazi, or Hitler. So we have to act like this. We got to beat up ICE agents. We got to run them over with our cars. We've never lived with this before. And when the guy with the SS tattoo shows up, the one whose campaign manager says he knew it was a Totenkopf. That's why I quit the race. I knew about the women. They were coming to me. They wouldn't leave me alone. By the way, she wrote a Washington Post article about why, editorial about why she quit the Grand Platinum race, ran 2 days ago. We know it all. They voted for the Nazi yesterday. Now, let's go deep here for a moment, shall we? Eric Erickson on Twitter actually nailed this when he said, you know, why are they voting for Nazi? They claim to hate Nazis. Well, Erickson said, yeah, but they forgave him because he said he was a communist. And he did. He said himself that he's a communist. And he went, oh, you're a communazi. Sure. Oh, yeah, it's fine. Yeah, no, we love that. It shows you how terrifying this space is. But when you look at the Nazis again, I tell you this all the time. Who are the Nazis? But folks, we're watching history repeat itself. You're watching the New York Times and these other publications cover up for Graham Platner. They covered up for him as long as they could to get him over that finish line. Who did they do that for before? The actual Nazis during World War II. Why? Because they were socialists. I've told you this many times. If you went back in time in a time machine, you asked, some guy with a swastika on his arm in Germany, hey, are you a Nazi? They'd be like, what's a Nazi? Never heard of that. Why? The New York Times called them Nazis, and then it spread here in America. They didn't call themselves that. They called them the German National Socialist Workers Party. Why did the New York Times adopt the acronym back then? To cover up, because they were all socialists, to cover up the fact that socialists were doing these things. And then they went with a narrative that's been going on for decades. Oh, no, right-wingers are socialists. Right-wingers are Nazis. The only difference between the modern Democrat Party and the Nazi Party, so named by the New York Times to cover up who they were, is the nationalism. Democrats hate this country. Other than that, absolutely identical. Identical. What is the central plank of their party? We will take over medicine and use it to control the people. Check. We are socialist. Check. We are increasingly virulent anti-Semites. Remember, when the Nazis came to power, they didn't do it on a platform of killing 6 million Jews. They did it on an anti-Semitic platform. Check. Folks, Hassan Piker is the kingmaker in that party. Absolute anti-Semite. Doesn't hide it. Same thing with Zohran Mamdani. Doesn't hide it. His wife cheered on the Hamas rapists and didn't apologize for it. This is Nazi stuff. The reason they elected Plattner, our side's not getting it. We're just not getting it. The reason that they elected Plattner yesterday to represent them for the U.S. Senate is because they increasingly identify with Nazism. It's not despite it. It's not. I mean, folks, understand what's on that man's chest. It's not just a Nazi tattoo. It's a Tonkopf. That is the symbol of the SS. They ran the concentration camps. But they didn't just run the concentration camps. Who were they before that? This is why Graham Plattner identifies with that. They were the street thugs who would beat you if you didn't have their permission to speak, to give a political speech. That's how the Nazis were able to take over. They literally filed in the street and beat their competition, physically beat them. They were legendary for their street thuggery. That's what Graham Plattner identifies with, and that's what they identify with, and that's why they like him. Folks, you spend any time on social media, go look at the left. Go read Blue Sky. It is dripping with anti-Semitism. Everything's anti-Jew, 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 pro-socialism. What is that? Nazism. That's why he won. They identify with it. It's not despite it. Talk your kids out of joining the military. U.S. military, yeah, talk them out. Because why? I had a child very interested in the military, and so I started paying close attention, because it wasn't big news at the time, during the Biden administration, to kind of dangerous stuff. I'm a mom, I worry, right? And I started noticing, way before anybody else started talking about it, that Iran was hitting our bases and doing catastrophic damage to our troops. And Biden was allowing it. 186 casualties over the final 18 months of the Biden administration. 130 catastrophic brain injuries. That's where you drool. That's not a headache. That's not a concussion. Those are serious. 3 dead troops executed by an Iranian drone provided by China. Biden didn't do anything about it until the uproar became so great. He gave them a warning where he was going to hit 3 days before, let everyone clear out. The terrorists were even giving interviews to Al Jazeera. I'm fine. I'm good. No, I'm great. And then he blew it up. You know, another aspirin factory. And I told my child, you can't serve in the U.S. military. You can't do it. You're cannon fodder. They don't care if you get hurt. Well, then Trump came into office. And Hegseth came in. Recruitment surged. People felt that sentiment that, no, you're cannon fodder. Democrats do not care. In fact, it was so bad. Every time it seemed there was a major hit on one of our bases, the Democrats would release billions more to Iran. But I felt better about it when Trump went into office. And to watch epic fury has been a thing of wonder. We could have a practically safe Middle East. Safe for not just our troops, but for transit, for cargo. And everything was going great until Trump lost his darn mind. I've been saying it for weeks. You can tell they have an embargo on Fox News against criticizing Trump. They do. I mean, you can tell. There's got to be a memo somewhere. It's probably bad for ratings. And people are losing it trying to find a way to say, this is insane. Well, New York Post broke that embargo. Headline, Trump's advisors are letting Tehran play him for a sucker. I'm just going to read it because New York Post was one of his biggest supporters. The United States must, of necessity, respond to this attack, President Trump announced Tuesday, of Iran's shootdown of the U.S. Apache attack chopper over the Strait of Hormuz. Central Command soon launched proportional strikes. Folks, that is an Obama term. Proportionals, that's Obama. Those are Democrat words. Central Command soon launched proportional strikes, which don't sound like enough, the Post writes. The president needs to show he's serious, or Tehran will keep trying to play him for a sucker, as it has at every president going back to Jimmy Carter. Consider, Trump told the press just hours before the attack on our troops, we're very close to having a very, very good, very strong, powerful deal. A country that's very close to sealing a good deal in good faith doesn't escalate against its negotiating partner. That leaves us wondering, the Post wrote, what presidential advisors are leading him down this garden path to likely humiliation. Oh, it's already at humiliation. By one count, he said, we're nearly there 38 times since he announced that almost all the points of contention had been agreed to and that a 2-week period should allow the deal to be consummated. We're now 10 weeks into that 2-week period and everything's going backward. And then, folks, there's this outrage, another editorial in the New York Post, because it took two to cover this mess. Trump claims Iran shooting down U.S. helicopter with two pilots wasn't a big deal. What did he say to them last week when he gave them permission to fire on our troops? No, he did. He did last week. And I had a lit a Democrat up for it. I am no hypocrite. I'll light Trump up too. I don't care. What did he say? The red line, the new red line. By the way, there have been over 15 red lines. They've crossed all of them. But whatever. The new red line for our troops is you can't kill our troops. When he said that last week, I lost my mind. Because what he didn't say is you can't hurt our troops. Hurting our troops is on the table. That's why they hit that Apache. And I said there, do you know why he said that? Do you know why he said you can't kill our troops? But he didn't say you can't hurt our troops. They keep firing our bases. We still don't have the Iraqi casualty totals. You know why? Our troops got hurt. What, 3 weeks ago now? They got hurt. They got hurt in Iraq. Our media blacked that out and darn it, I hate when the media blacks stuff out. If it's us, if it's them, if it's the left, I'm going to call them all out. They blacked out that attack on those Iraqi bases of ours. And then we didn't release the casualties. Why? Somebody got hurt. And then they're firing at our bases in Kuwait. Stop it. General Jack Keane, the only one with any sense, is losing his mind. He said, you can't. They're trying to kill our troops.
So let's make no mistake here. They were trying to kill two of our pilots. And we're not going to wait for them to succeed at something like that. But it's part of a pattern here. I know the president's getting close because people are telling him they want to make a deal. But the evidence in terms of where they really are is quite the contrary. The IRGC is really in control here. The negotiators are not.
No. All this started when J.D. Vance took over, and I know his best friend Tucker Carlson's whispering in his ear. Folks, you know what's going on here? I'm telling you what's going on. Donald Trump desperately wants the Abraham Accord signed. It would be historic 50 years. Nobody else could get anything like it done. Why? His ego. He's got a big ego, and normally I like that. We have no one on our side with a big ego who fights. He does. That's why we needed him. But it's his ego. That's what this is. He wants to be the guy who even the Washington Post and New York Times has to admit did something no other president did. He is putting our troops in danger. He is killing our presidency. He is now losing support among his conservative base, his most ardent supporters because of this idiocy. He wants the accolade and he is blind. And folks, why is this happening? He told us why. I've played the clip for you many times. 30% of the targets, we just stopped. We didn't hit them. We had 2 weeks left. We just let them keep it. How do they target our troops? With the two radar centers we had to blow up in the last week because Trump let them keep them. Ugh! I'd lose it on Obama and Biden for this. And they never did anything this bad. Let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. What's great is getting old enough to see the people who screech fascist over regular Republicans now voting for Nazi death squad enthusiasts who hurt women. It's a real Democrat party. Who they are. Folks, I did my whole podcast on this yesterday. It was such a big deal. Do you see this new poll out from Elon and YouGov? Only one group of people in America wishes they lived in another country, and that is Democrats. 55% say they wish they lived in another country. Why? Because the culture of this one is so different from their culture. That's why. And you know what's driving this? You want to know why Graham Plattner got elected? Oh, they didn't care about the Nazi tattoo. No, they are Nazis. What is Nazism? German National Socialist Workers Party. Look at what's going on with Democrats. We haven't changed. Folks, from 2010 to 2025, 80% of Republicans have said, no, we don't like socialism. Well, what have Democrats said? Where are Democrats on this? 66% now support socialism, up from 50% in 2010. If you're wondering, why are they identifying with the Nazi? Because Nazism is an anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic form of socialism. In other words, it is exactly what the Democrat Party is now. Don't believe me? Go on Blue Sky. Just read. Just read. It's all, we love communism, we love socialism, we hate Jews. I just summarized, and we hate Donald Trump. He's a Nazi. I just summarized Blue Sky for you. You don't even have to read it. This is where they're going, and Graham Plattner is perfectly in tune. That is why he got 73% of the vote yesterday in Maine, even though they knew what that tattoo stood for.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts,
and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.